Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the public gallery and fellow councillors.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the public gallery, fellow councillors and officers, and welcome to this call-over meeting, which precedes the planning meeting. The call-over meeting will deal with a number of technical matters which the committee need to be updated on before the main meeting, and members of the planning committee should not discuss the planning merits of an application during this call-over meeting. And before we start this evening's proceedings, I need to run through some housekeeping matters. First of all, emergency procedure on hearing the fire alarm signal: evacuate the building immediately by the nearest safe exit route and go directly to the fire assembly point, which is at the front of the council offices on the green, and do not use the lift. And all four of these doors are emergency exits. Mobile technology can distract people at the meeting, so please either switch off your mobile or put it on silent. Thank you. And declarations of gifts and hospitality. Members are now required to declare at your earliest opportunity any gifts and or hospitality that may have been extended to you, and remind it's necessary to recall all such offers, whether they've been accepted or declined, in the gifts and hospitality book. If members do have anything to record tonight, please speak to the principal committee manager, Jill Hobbs, who after the meeting. Thank you. To my left is Esme Spinks, our planning development manager, who will provide professional advice and guidance to the committee on planning matters and will deal with any technical planning questions which might be raised. And to my far left is Kelly Walker, our senior planning officer, who will present the plans for item 4 and answer any technical questions. On the outer hall group is Matthew Clapham, senior planning officer, who will present the plans for item 5 and answer any technical questions on that one. So Mrs. Walker, can you give us an update on any additional information received since the agenda has been published, or is it Mrs. Spinks going to do? Mrs. Spinks, please.
Yes, I can indeed, Chairman. The members may note that there is a separate sheet to the updates, which relates to the Equality Act 2010 and the Human Rights Act 1998. The text set out a number of matters which have to be addressed. I have to say that we, as officers, have been doing that implicitly, but now we're proposing to set out explicitly in all committee reports and, in fact, delegated reports. So the wording on the attached sheet applies to both applications, and moving forward from next committee, we'll be having that information in all committee reports. So moving on to item 4, the first item on the agenda, which is Headline House in Stanmore Road, 19/01297 FUL, in Ashford Town Ward. We have one additional letter of objection has been received, which relates to concerns over fire safety, and the detailed matters of the fire safety will be dealt with at the building regulations stage. There's a couple of paragraphs on the report which I just want to draw your attention to. Firstly, paragraph 3.5, which is on page 15 of the report. This refers to a cycle parking being integral and within the building. Just to advise that this has actually been moved to an outside cycle storage area, as the internal refuge was increased to provide enough space for the bins. So I just want to clarify that point. The second matter relates to paragraph 7.52 on page 28, and that refers to two trees being removed from the site. Just to clarify, there are no trees to be removed from the site. The tree at the front of the site will be retained, and Kelly Walker will point that out during her presentation. The applicant had submitted an arboriculture report, and our own tree officer had raised no objection, subject to the condition 6. The next item, the Forbidge Centre in Clarendon Road, which is application 19/01676 FUL, also in Ashford Town. The heritage advisor, our heritage advisor, has commented that he doesn't consider the application will have any negative impact on the setting of the church, which is actually on the opposite side of the road. Consequently, from an officer point of view, it's considered that the extension preserves the setting of the church in accordance with section 66 of the Act. In addition, Chairman, although not on the sheet, following further discussions today with our solicitors here, we've looked at condition four, which relates to, on page 49, which relates to pedestrian access, and we feel that it should be amended to require the applicant to provide details for the provision of a disabled parking space. So if members can allow us to amend that condition, and that, of course, is to comply with the Equality Act 2010. Thank you, Chairman.
Okay, thank you. And on the outer horseshoe on the right is Jill Scott, Principal Committee Manager, who will record the minutes of tonight's meeting, as we have... Oh, sorry, Councillor Sider.
Thank you, Chairman. Just for a clarification, really, before we start the proceedings, if I may. On the front sheet, on page 11, a proposal to erection of a four-storey building, and yet on page 14, description of current proposal, it says in the second line, the erection of a two-storey building. With habitable accommodation.
The building is over a series of four floors. It's very difficult to say in terms of its overall size because obviously there's a basement level that's built partly beneath ground level, and then the second floor accommodation is partly within the roof space. And there is part of the building which is two-storey, and that is the part that fronts Chaucer Road. When I go through the plans, I'll show you this to make it a bit more clearer, but there is accommodation over four floors. But the way the building's been designed, it isn't necessarily a four-storey building. In part, it is a two-storey building.
Thank you, Chairman.
I think this should come up when the debate on the items comes up. This is basically just updates on items, but if there's any questions like that, if they could come up when we get to that item. Right, Jill. On my outer horseshoe is Jill Scott, Principal Committee Manager, who record the minutes of tonight's meetings, because not only Carolyn, but Camel is up here, as both, we have two solicitors, but Carolyn is not, as it were, taking part. Camel is our solicitor for tonight. So, Mrs. Scott, could you please advise the committee as to those ward councillors who've registered to speak this evening?
Thank you, Chairman. There are no ward councillors speaking this evening.
Okay, thank you. There are no other procedural matters to raise. I therefore declare the call-over meeting closed. Oh yeah, I'll just ask Mrs. Finks, are there any public speakers tonight?
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, we have three public speakers tonight. We have two public speakers on the first application, Headline House. We have Lois Darby speaking against the application and Ian Phillips speaking for the application. And on the second application, the Forbridge Centre, we have Angela Griffiths speaking against the application. Thank you.
Thank you for that.